The political buzz in Florida is about whether Katherine Harris will run for the U.S. Senate. Democrat Bob Graham is vacating his seat. Harris is now a Republican member of Congress. She won her current place in Washington after her headline-grabbing role in the 2000 presidential election. It was then, as Florida Secretary of State, that she certified George W. Bush as a winner of the state's electoral votes. She quickly became a hero to Republicans and a lightning rod for anger among the Democrats. And if she enters the race for Senate, it could be one of the year's most fascinating campaigns. NPR's Philip Davis has this report.
On the night of November 26, 2000, then Florida Secretary of State Katherine Harris faced the nation and unequivocally cut through the fog of all the counts and recounts.
On behalf of the State Elections Canvassing Commission and in accordance with the laws of the state of Florida, I hereby declare Governor George W. Bush the winner of Florida's 25 electoral votes.
The decision all but sealed the election for Mr. Bush and made Harris one of the highest-profile Republican politicians in the state. In 2002, she won an open House seat, and now still in the midst of her first term in Congress, she's testing the waters for the U.S. Senate. Early this week, she met with top party strategists in Washington. Harris was in Port Charlotte, Florida today, attending the dedication of a nursing home for state veterans with Governor Jeb Bush. She indicated she was close to making a decision.
Without question, I have my preference that I'm very excited about the opportunities moving forward, but I wouldn't make a final decision. I think that would be presumptuous prior to speaking with the administration.
Should she decide to run, Harris would face a crowded Republican field that includes Mel Martinez, the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. A recent poll shows that right now, Harris has by far the most support among registered Republicans. But Democrats are hardly trembling in anticipation.
I think it would be outstanding to have Katherine Harris in the Senate race.
Scott Maddox is chairman of the Florida Democratic Party.
She has a lot of name ID, but it's negative name identification. I think after 2000 that a lot of Democrats would like to send a message to Katherine Harris, and this would give them a great opportunity to do so.
Democrats are already using her image as a fundraising tool. Even some Republicans are slightly uneasy. Ken Connor, an influential Tampa attorney who is close to Governor Jeb Bush and is backing Martinez, says the fear is that a Harris candidacy
would be a motivator for Democrats and people on the left. She has become perhaps unfairly, a very polarizing figure among many on the left, and I think would become a poster girl, if you will, to motivate Democratic turnout.
But some political analysts say not so fast. Professor Susie McManus of the University of South Florida says because of Harris's role, many were anticipating seeing a surge among angry Democrats in 2002.
We did not, and that was when the governor's Governor Jeb Bush was a candidate, and so I think that's a stretch to think that that alone is enough to really spike turnout.
McManus says it would be a mistake to underestimate Harris, whose actual persona, she says, differs markedly from the caricature that emerged after 2000.
Congresswoman Harris has a very good reputation for the niceties of politics, which still go a long way with people who vote in the primaries. And she's also very good at engaging people and making them feel like the questions that they ask are very important. It's a skill that obviously most successful politicians have, and she does.
By all accounts, there is no indication that either the president or Governor Bush is encouraging Harris to run. But the indications are Harris will make her decision irrespective of what the Bush family wants. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.